Hello, welcome to Education Radio. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Diana Jones. It is a pleasure to be here today. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo.
Thank you, Dr. Jones. As always, I'm super excited about the information we'll be sharing with you today. We have two amazing guests with us, and I cannot wait to interview. And also, we had an successful and uneventful prom, which is always good news.
That is good news. We are also celebrating Teacher Appreciation Week. Our teachers are the backbone of education. We appreciate every one of our teachers, what they do, and their commitment to the Alamosa community.
Something else I'd like to celebrate is our second annual Parent College Visit. Title III of our federal funds is earmarked to support our immigrant and multilingual populations, and we were able to take about 13 or 14 families to visit UCCS for a day full of learning about what college is like.
What a wonderful opportunity.
Indeed.
Let's begin with our first segment, Happenings at Our Campuses. What do you want to share with us today?
I have a lot of info to share. In the past few weeks, I've shared the needs found in our facilities master plan. We've talked about the needs at each one of our schools. We've talked about Alamosa High School. We've talked about OMS, our elementary schools, and even our transportation facility. One thing that we did not discuss is our district office.
Yes, the district office moved a few years ago, and some people may not even realize that. But we moved to make room for the alternative and online students.
That's right. So we don't currently have a district office. We rent a space from the Early Childhood Council. They have seen growth recently and are wanting their space back. This means that we must find a solution. And having a centralized district office is crucial in the daily operations of the district, and it helps to provide quality service to parents or partners that come in.
Yes, but we want to give a shout out and say how grateful we are to the Early Childhood Center for their willingness to share their space with us and open up their building.
Yes, I would agree with that. The other thing that I want to share is in previous episodes, we also began to talk about plans for paying for all of the projects and all the upgrades and the upkeep that our buildings need. And I also share that we've applied for two different BEST grants. In the upcoming weeks, all residents in Alamosa will receive some information about our schools, our needs to gain feedback from the community around investing in our school district by supporting a grant. Let me be very clear that our Board of Education has not made a decision on this. We are simply gathering information about our community's wants and inclination towards a bond. Sorry, I said grant, I meant bond.
Absolutely, and it's so important for us to get everyone's feedback. We hope that everyone will take the time to review the information that's provided and also provide us with the very important feedback.
Yes, so please be on the lookout for this important information and survey and give us your feedback.
Okay, let's move on to our next segment, Celebrate. We have a special guest with us today.
Yes, we do. So we get to my favorite segment where I get to introduce two special guests. Today we have a teacher as well as a student who's actually been with us before, but she's here to talk about a different topic. I'd like to introduce Kristen Lucero, who's been in the teaching profession for 7 years, all of those years at Alamosa School District. So today we thank you and we celebrate you during this week, but I hope that you feel our thanks and celebration for what you do day in and day out, not just during the week. And then I also have the pleasure of introducing Edith Wilner, who is a current eighth grade, and she serves as a web leader. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
Kristen, welcome to Education Radio. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I was born and raised here in Alamosa. Graduated from Alamosa High School in 2008. Played multiple sports, three-sport athlete. Decided to go to school in Greeley. And I was pursuing a career in athletic training. And you have to have C's in all of your core classes for that. And I had failed a class, so I didn't get to apply for the training program. Retook the class, ended up getting a B. And my advisor just wasn't as helpful as I thought she would be. So I switched to PE teaching because I enjoyed the sports aspect. I liked the activity, the playing. I actually did my job days when I was an eighth grader at our elementary school in second grade. So I kind of went that route at one point. Got my degree in teaching, during student teaching, working student teaching, and still working 30 hours to pay bills was a lot. So I was like, nah, I don't want to teach. Immediately went and got my master's. Got my master's in sports management. Moved home because there was no point in me staying in Nebraska without a job or anything. So moved back home and applied for my K-6 license, took that test because there was no PE jobs open, and just started applying and looking. Finally, Miss Ortega, who is our principal at OMS, was my AP calculus teacher and my volleyball coach. And she knew I was looking, and she's like, hey, we have a para job open, or we have a math and science sixth grade open. I know you have your K-6 endorsement. Would you like to interview? And I said yes, and here we are. 7 years at Ortega Middle School teaching math, mostly sixth and seventh grade. And I've also coached soccer for 5 years previously for the high school boys and girls. And now I've now moved to volleyball at the high school starting next year.
Awesome. This is why Tuesdays are my favorite day of the week, because I get to interact with our staff and kids. I didn't know that about you. I've met so many of our staff who are born and raised in Alamosa and go get their education and then come back. So double thank you for coming back to our community. Edith, tell us about yourself.
I'm an eighth grade student at Ortega Middle School, and I've participated in theater since I was in sixth grade. Our most recent play is May 9th and 10th at Ortega Middle School at 7 p.m. So we're all very excited about that. And I'm in multiple other clubs like Web, and I did Science Fair and SAD.
Okay. Well, last time you were here to talk about Science Fair, and we learned all about your project. Today you're here to talk to us about Web. So I'm going to start with Edith. What is Web?
Web is a program that eighth graders come in for sixth grade orientation, and they really try to help the sixth graders adjust to middle school and help them feel like they belong in a middle school.
Okay. Do you like to add anything?
The only thing to add is literally with Web, that's what it stands for. It's an acronym, and it stands for Where Everybody Belongs. So we like to have our eighth grade students really try and mentor those sixth graders. So they do sixth grade orientation. We try and do check-ins throughout the year. Some years it's much easier than others. And it's kind of, Web is one, you get what you put into it. So if we have complete buy-in by those eighth graders, it's a great year. If some of the eighth graders are like, oh, orientation was a lot, because that day is a lot, then it kind of sometimes can dwindle. But it's to help support those sixth graders.
What do we know about the transition from fifth grade to sixth grade for our students?
We know it's tough. We know it's very tough. Most of those incoming sixth graders have been with the same 20 to 25 kids all year. They have PE with the same kids, math with the same kids, science with the same kids. So now coming into middle school, one, switching classrooms, using a locker, that's probably the hardest part for our sixth graders, is learning how to use their locker. So Web leaders spend half a day sometimes helping open lockers, and then just getting to class and now interacting with kids you never even really saw in the other building. And so that transition of social is very difficult for them. But then also grades and things like that, it's a very difficult transition for our incoming sixth graders.
Okay. I think I've told you this before, but I don't know if you knew this, but I used to run Web. So when we first started Web, I got the chance to do it, and I love it. I love the training. I must say that in the beginning, the first time I did it, I was super nervous at the Web orientation. But then once you get going and then you welcome sixth graders, you feel the energy. It's such a good program. I still remember the songs, but it really truly is. And I remember that web was a lot more than an orientation. And Ms. Lucero just talked about, you know, the big brother, big sister, you know, sort of model behind it, where you get paired with, you know, your 10 students. But from the student point, Edith, what do you do as a web leader?
We really do, as Ms. Lucero said, try to mentor those sixth graders and answer the questions that they don't feel comfortable asking a teacher, that they'd like to ask another student, and just trying to be that older person for them.
Okay, I have a follow-up question. You have to apply to be a web leader, right? And then you have to sort of earn your way to be one of the leaders of the school. You've mentioned that you're involved in many things. You're involved in SAD. You're involved in Theater O and the science fair. Why web? Why did you choose to be involved in web?
I remember my sixth grade year and how nervous I was to go into sixth grade. And I wanted to help those new sixth grade students feel more comfortable coming into middle school and knowing that they had somebody that could help them, that knew the answers to some of those harder questions.
Yeah. What do you think the biggest fear is of sixth graders coming in?
The adjustment with that independence can be pretty scary, to like know that it's you have to get to your classes, you have to keep your grades up, and not have that person who's going to be like, get your homework done, turn this in, get to class on time. And I think that can be really scary for sixth graders.
Okay, I have a follow-up question. So now you're graduating or moving on to the high school. So now you're going to be in the spot of going to a new school. Luckily, we have Link Crew, and you know they're getting ready to welcome the freshmen. What are you excited about, and what are you maybe a little bit worried in your transition to Alamos High School?
I'm really excited for the opportunities that they have in high school. I'm taking a high school class right now. I'm taking the science-oriented biology class, and I think that's helped stave off a bit of my worry for high school. But I'm really excited for the independence and just the furthering my education.
Great. Okay, I have a question for Mrs. Lucero. Mm-hmm. In education, you know, teachers, educators, we've all worn tons of hats, and we've already heard about some of your hats. My question is, did you choose to be a web leader, or did you get voluntold, and why web?
So my first year, I had no idea what web was. I was there as a teacher and just kind of observing it. And then that next year, Ms. Ortega approached me and was like, hey, do you want to do web? And at that year, like 2 years in, I was like, can I say no? So I was like, sure, let's do it. Got sent to the 4-day training, 3-day training, whatever it is in Breckenridge. And I was like, okay, it's a lot. It's very overwhelming, that first training you go to, because they welcome you every day screaming and shouting and cheering. And you're like, oh, was not prepared for this. But it's something I obviously have continued to do and chose to do. And so I do enjoy it. Are there times it's very stressful? Yes. But the most stressful time is the beginning of the year, because you're planning for 200 new sixth graders. You have to make name tags for 200 sixth graders. You have to get them put into groups. You have to get the web leaders trained. But it is very fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You've shared with us about how you landed in the teaching career, how it wasn't your, I guess, your first option, but you've decided to stay in teaching. Why did you choose to stay in teaching?
I think it's just the one kid. It doesn't matter which kid it is, but there's always at least one kid I've had every year that comes into math class absolutely hating math. And I get it. Math is not easy for all kids. And so for a few kids, like just looking at NWEA scores this last time, I had one kiddo who grew 30 points. I'm like, it's for that one kid, because he came in and really struggled, but then decided, no, I can do this. And so it's very similar to that athletic career. You're going to get something different every single day.
Yeah,
I could never do a job where it's the same monotonous thing day in and day out. No matter if I'm teaching the same lesson to 7 different classes, there's going to be different responses every single time.
Well, as you reflect on the last 7 years, what's the highlight of your career thus far?
Honestly, it's like, it depends. It can go from day to day, year to year. I'm excited though, because my first actual year of sixth graders graduates this year. So I finally get to see that full from sixth grade through graduation. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember them. Oh yeah, I remember them. And then I also get kids like Edith, because I taught Edith in sixth grade, taught Edith in seventh grade. I don't teach eighth grade. And Edith said, no, I need Miss Lucero, so can I please be your aide? Aww. And it's kids who reach out, and you're like, oh, yeah, definitely.
It's wonderful.
Okay, so I have a question for the both of you. So for Edith, what has been your favorite part about OMS? And then for you is, what is your favorite part about working at OMS? So we'll start with Edith.
My favorite part is probably the independence, like going into middle school and like going to all your classes. And for some students, it's very stressful. But I feel like once you get into the rhythm of it, you feel like, oh, like this is my responsibility. And you can really take pride in what you can do at middle school.
Okay. What about you?
It sounds super cliche, but it's the kids. Because 100 students a day I see, and even though it's the same 100 students a day I see, they always bring something different daily. And so, again, it keeps me on my toes. And then I'm like, wait, was this real life? Did that really happen today? And then I'm like, yeah. And, I mean, even just today, we had an entire staff have to be flexible because they're at the middle school. Something went wrong with our water main. And the last 2 hours of school, we were getting constant kids picked up because the bathrooms weren't working. And so, I mean, it's just the craziness and the amazingness that comes out of the crazy.
OMS has been, you know, our school that just shows lots of grit and it's able to adapt. And because that hasn't been the first time that we've asked you guys to adapt, and you continue to do so. Okay, final question is, if you had a magic wand and could change something about OMS, our high school, the education profession, or a district, what would that be? So I'm just, it's open-ended.
Mine would be, in all honesty, to get rid of state testing. It's so hard to judge my kids off of a state test because NWEA is very different than CMAS. So if I could get rid of that state testing, we don't have to worry about, make sure you hit this content, because there's some kids who are still well below grade level, and some kids who, I have a sixth grader who's getting ready to go into algebra. And so being able to get rid of that, this is what defines you, and be like, no, this is actually what defines you.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I often talk about, you know, we're a lot more than a test. We're the Alamosa community, and we have so many things going on. And unfortunately, that's part of the system that, you know, we have to abide by. But there's such a lot more that we do. What about you?
I think I'd probably go with what Miss Lucero said. That state testing, I feel like it puts a lot of stress on the students, and it's not always inaccurate representation of the students, not only as defining them by one characteristic, but it's very tiring, especially for the eighth graders. You go for 3 weeks, you have 2 weeks of CMAS testing, and then a week of NWEA, and by that last week, most kids are not trying very hard.
Yes, yeah, I would agree, and it's nerve-wracking and high stakes, and I feel that our system feels it, so maybe one day.
Always hope.
Yep.
Well, thank you, ladies, for being with us today. I've really enjoyed listening to you, and as Dr. Murillo said, learning from you and about you. So thank you for being with us on Education Radio, and thank you to our listeners. We know that you will continue to serve the students at Ortega Middle School well, and that you will continue to make a difference in the lives of our students. And Edith, we wish you well.
Thank you.
OMS Theater O, as Edith shared with us, will be performing Disney's Descendants, the musical, on May 9th and 10th. Tickets are $5 for students and children and $8 for adults. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the show starts at 7. We hope to see you there.
Another upcoming event is graduation is right around the corner. So graduation is set for May 25th. At 9 a.m., that is Alamosa High School. At 1 p.m., Alamosa Alternative School and Alamosa Online School.
Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provide your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow.